This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The health ministry in the Hamas-run Gaza Strip announced on Monday the death toll from Israel's ongoing bombardment of the Palestinian enclave had exceeded 10,000 people. The health ministry said the majority of the deaths since the start of the war had been civilians, including 4,000 children. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The U.S. has failed so far in trying to convince Israel of the need for humanitarian pauses in the war with Hamas. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The appeals came from Secretary of State Antony Blinken during a frantic visit to several Mideast nations.
All of this is a work in progress.
And from President Biden in a call with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu. UN Chief Antonio Guterres says the need for a pause in the fighting grows more urgent by the hour.
To stop the inhuman collective suffering and dramatically expand humanitarian aid to Gaza,
where he says no one is safe amid the Israeli onslaught, with Hamas using civilians as human shields. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israelis demonstrated outside the nation's Knesset parliament on Monday, demanding the government focus on bringing back home the 240 people believed held hostage by Palestinian militants inside the Gaza Strip after the October 7th surprise attack. The speaker says, so return them home, not next week and not next month and not next year, return them home now, with the crowd responding, now, now, now. As the initial shock has faded, public anger has grown, with many families of the hostages held in Gaza critical. This is VOA News. There's been an uptick in attacks against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, U.S. officials reporting six more in the two past days, as Washington tries to keep the conflict between Israel and Hamas from spreading. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has the latest from the Pentagon, the U.S. Department of Defense headquarters.
A U.S. military official tells VOA the recent spate of drone and rocket attacks never managed to hit their targets, most disrupted by U.S. defenses. But they bring the total number of attacks since the middle of last month to 38, resulting in 46 injuries. Pentagon spokesperson Brigadier General Patrick Ryder says there have been none since the U.S. launched a series of strikes against Iranian-linked militias late last month.
We will make sure that we're taking any necessary actions to protect our forces.
20 U.S. service members were diagnosed with traumatic brain injuries, or TBI. Jeff Selden, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Ukraine expects the European Union's executive to deliver a positive appraisal of its membership bid this week, a senior government official in Kyiv said on Monday, adding it had carried out the reforms required of it. The European Commission is expected in a report on Wednesday to recommend taking Ukraine one step closer to becoming a member of the bloc, EU officials say. A coveted prize for Kyiv as wariness creeps in more than 20 months after Russia's invasion. Former U.S. President Donald Trump used his turn on the witness stand Monday in a civil fraud trial in New York to continue insisting he's worth a lot more than the state claims and to proclaim his innocence. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The judge said Trump sounded like a broken record. Trump complained that the case was a disgrace and that his overall net worth was much higher than the documents submitted. He did admit that one loan, Chicago, had just recently been paid off. Trump contended that his financial statement had a minimum role in securing loans, testifying that Deutsche Bank was more interested in making sure he had cash on hand. Trump said bank officials checked his records to verify his claims of having $300 to $400 million in cash. In court, I'm Julie Walker.
A trade program that grants exports from qualifying African countries duty-free access to U.S. markets should be extended by 16 years, said United States Senator Chris Coons, a leading voice on U.S.-Africa policy. Talks are underway for the renewal of the two-decade-old African Growth and Opportunity Act, which is due to expire in 2025. African countries want a 10-year renewal of the pact ahead of the 2024 U.S. election. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.